Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 392. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you for listening. So, today's blog is about business, because I know about business. No, I don't. I do not know about business. But I do interact with businesses, so I do still have an opinion, even though I am an artist and know, well, I guess I know a few things. Anyway, so let me read this to you. It is called, Are They Trying to Go Out of Business? A while back, I wrote about how they started locking up the toothpaste at my chain pharmacy / drugstore. Since then, the drugstore has only expanded their lockup program. Now, they lock up soap and deodorant and vitamins and eye drops and much more. There are a lot of news stories about this. These big drugstores, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, etc., were claiming that there was a massive theft problem at their stores and they needed help to fix it. But then those stories were debunked. Not only has theft not gone up, it has in fact gone down. It turns out that these big drugstores are attempting to make more money by getting governments to pay for their security because of all this crime that's increasing. This has worked for them. Here in New York, our governor just launched an initiative that would give these places a tax break and provide extra security for them. And this is after the idea of a shoplifting crime wave has been debunked. Despite the reporting that reveals that the crime wave number's only source was a lobbying group, these places are apparently still crying shoplifting wolf. And given Hochul's response, they're getting away with it. Big time. I guess they're still trying to push this fiction because they're locking up more stuff than ever before. And I know at least three people who don't buy stuff there because of it. Are they trying to go out of business? The only reason I go into the drugstore where they lock up the toothpaste is because my prescriptions got transferred there when my more local pharmacy stopped taking my insurance. Then, the pharmacy I wanted to transfer to went out of business last year. These big drugstores push out the little shops, so they are the only place to buy vitamins or toothpaste or whatever. But then they lock up those things and drive us right into Amazon's arms. And once the vitamin D is being delivered to me, why would I go back to the drugstore? Then I started to think about all this in the post office. Every year, I mail out the zines I make for my patrons on Patreon. Every year, I bring the envelopes to the post office, get the stamps required to mail them, affix them, and off they go around the world. Mailing day was kind of a fun annual ritual. This year, though, when I went to the very same postal worker as the year before, she told me that my zines were books and must be mailed as parcels. This process was twice as expensive and required that the postal worker type in the zip code for every single package, print two labels for each, and then affix them to the envelope. It took ages. And the line behind me grew and grew as the afternoon went on. There was only one window open, and I was at it. Type, clickety, clickety, clickety. Press yes. Wait. Wait again. Okay, they've printed. Stick. Stick. Throw it in the mail bin. Next, repeat 20 times. The post office had a perfectly reasonable system for years, many years. I've been making these for 8 years, I think. But Some policy change means that a perfectly efficient system of mailing little envelopes of homemade goodness has become twice as expensive and an incredible time waster at the post office, not just for me, but for the workers and all the customers in line. I didn't send all my envelopes, though. To send these zines to Europe this time, they told me, would cost $20. So I decided I would explore some other options. It just doesn't make sense to pay $20 to send 27 pieces of paper over the ocean. As I walked home from the post office, I thought, are they trying to go out of business? And then I remembered how Trump had appointed DeJoy as Postmaster General, and remembered how we still have that guy in the top postal job. He's a businessman who seems to want to run the post office into the ground. And so I thought, yeah, I guess they are trying to go out of business. Everywhere, it feels like businesses are trying to go out of business. So many places don't worry about alienating their customers. Every tech platform has gone through an intense enshittification, and everything seems to be falling victim to the rot economy, a concept I heard about on a podcast. It would seem that the preferred way to do business these days is to try to go out of business. It goes like this. First, create a business that meets people's needs. Then kill any other businesses that might meet people's needs in a way similar to yours. Then provide only the most minimal service one can provide and throw up as many obstacles as possible. The thing is, even though they seem to be trying to go out of business, in a lot of cases, they've grown too big to fail. So they remain. And we all just get more and more frustrated. Anyway, I don't get anything but my drugs at the drugstore anymore, and I just went to a different post office to mail my international zines at a more sensible rate. Hilariously, though, at that post office, their system was down, and only the self-service kiosk was working. Someone came in with a big package, and they told her she'd have to go to a different post office. "I'll just come back tomorrow," she said. But they told her it wasn't likely to be fixed tomorrow. Why would that neighborhood need a working post office? Giving our post offices inadequate tech seems like yet another way to send the post office out of business. I don't mind if the big drugstores take themselves out of business with their silly locking the stuff up policies. Maybe we'd get our local pharmacies back in that scenario. But the post office? I'd very much like for our country to have a reasonable postal system again. So one of the things about this rot economy idea is that it's mostly talking about tech companies. But, you know, you can see it in these drugstores, too. Like, they're not doing this because they're like, this would be the best way to serve our customers. They're doing it because they're trying to drive the stock price up, right? So, like, apparently the new strategy is to, like, try and drive your stock price up. You fire a whole bunch of people. Then you, like, wait a year, and then you hire a whole bunch of people, and that, like, brings, I guess, the stock price up or something. Or maybe I have that order reversed. In any case, it's like an endless cycle of firing and hiring, like, thousands of people. I think they did it at Google. They're doing it at all these, like, major tech companies. And, like, none of it is for the work, right? None of it is for the product or the thing that they're trying to sell. It's really just for their shareholders. If this is interesting to you, the podcast that I heard all this on was called Better Offline. And I think this episode was called The Rot Economy, but I'm not 100%. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, check it out if you're interested. And yeah, the CVS, it's like, what isn't locked up behind those little glass doors? Like, everything is now. I was in there the other day and I was just like, oh, every single piece of makeup is now behind glass. That was not true before. like, I really can't even think of anything that isn't locked up. It's crazy. Maybe some paper products, like some Kleenex or something. I don't know. It's so insane. And then, like, the people who work there must be going absolutely crazy having to, like, respond to the little ding-dong because they put these little doorbells on the cabinets. So it'll be like, help requested in aisle 2. And then they have to, like, hustle over there. Anyway, that is beside the point. So, what song am I going to give you? Well, I have done a lot of songs about business already, it turns out, over the years. So I found this one, which was not a song I knew before, but I learned it for these purposes, by Fountains of Wayne, famous for their Stacey's Mom song. And from that same album, there is a song called Bright Future in Sales, which I selected because it has a kind of quality of self-sabotage to it. In this case, it's just an individual who's clearly messing up his, you know, his bright future. And I felt that that was thematically aligned. So shortly, I will be playing for you Bright Future in Sales. Meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. It means the world to me that you are here. If you like this podcast, please tell someone about it. You can like, review, subscribe. Any of those things in a podcast app that you have available to you should be a big difference maker. And if you would like to support it with your dollars, that would be amazing. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis. There's Ko-fi. There's PayPal. All those links are in the show notes. There's also Substack, which right now my only subscribers on Substack are the free ones, and that is okay. But if you would like to, if you're like a Substack person and you're like, I like to support people over there, I am over there. And you could be the first one to, like, you know, do the paid subscription. Wow. Or if you know of another funding platform that you prefer to help people through or support people through, let me know what that is and I'll sign up. So mostly thank you for listening. And I shall now deliver to you a Bright Future in Sales. I was thinking about playing it on my electric since it's been a little while since I have played it. And I can't find the cord that connects my guitar to the computer. So I went with the acoustic. And actually, I think it's a better choice for me, not necessarily for the fellas from Fountains of Wayne. For sure not for the fellas from Fountains of Wayne. But yeah, for me, I think it was the right choice in the end. So good thing I couldn't find that cable, huh? So here is Bright Future in Sales.
And if I make it home alive, I'm gonna get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come so far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales. Some quick reading for the big meeting, but my head is spinning and I can't. didn't quite open my eyes. As long as I don't have to drive, I'm gonna get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come so far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I can't seem to find where I wrote that number down. I try to focus, I'm staring at the screen, pretending like I know what all those little flashing lights mean. Too far and I don't wanna fail. I got